morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is September 10th, 2021. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the book, The Busy Witch's Planner. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "All in all, it was never to be forgotten. One of those summers which, in a fortunate combination of delightful weather, delightful friends, and delightful doing, come as near perfection as anything can come in this world." By L. M. Montgomery. So we're skipping tea this week and probably next week because, as you know, I'm not home. Hoping to get home. I want to be home. But I'm here in Florida, doing my best. So I did want to share some news. I feel like there's all this stuff that's been going on, and so much is going on that I haven't really been able to talk about it. But some of you may remember last year I sent out a survey that was like, "Hey, what do you look for in a planner?" Because I really wanted to do a planner. Well, it's been a year, and we did a planner. It's the Busy Witch's Planner, and it comes out next Tuesday. So, yeah, I'm so excited. Basically, we've been working on it for a year. There's so much in it, I, don't even know where to begin. So, first of all, it has, it's January 2022 to December 2022, and it has the months, and the months have the moon phases, what sign each phase is going into. So the new moon in Aries, the full moon in Capricorn, even when the sun changes, so when the zodiacs change. It has the solstices on there and all of that. I try to leave it relatively blank-ish because I know not everyone celebrates the same holidays and the same celebrations. So the only holidays I put on there are just the change in seasons, the solstices and the equinox. So yeah, there's that. It has journal prompts. It has an article before every month. It has places where you can record your card readings. And there's one page every month called Try Something New, and it's 9 different things each month for you to try, whether a new card spread or spirit work or a new tea or a new spell. So that's every month. I know I'm missing a million things. There's festivals. There's goal planning. We give you a 6-month goal planner. There's ritual, your ritual planning. Let's see. I'm sorry, I have a cold. What else? There's just so much. So we're very proud of it. It's me and podcast assistant Amanda Wilson. We wrote it together. It took us an entire year. It's full color. It's beautiful. And Chiffon, who did the Witch Daily Oracle deck, made stickers for us. So you can always, you can also get stickers if you want it. So yeah, you can find the planner as well as stickers on witchwaymagazine.com in the shop. And if you want to just get the planner just itself, you can grab it on Amazon for $20. So we're really excited. It's also Amanda's first book, so claps. But yeah, I'm just excited to announce it. I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast before, so yeah. All right, that's all I've got. We're wrapping up this episode. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's move on. Moving into some headlines. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com. A new Netflix horror movie Has an almost perfect Rotten Tomatoes score. Ooh. This was written by Molly Edwards. A new horror movie has arrived on Netflix, and it's definitely one to get watched, as it has an almost perfect Rotten Tomatoes score. The Old Ways hit the streamer in August following its October 2020 debut at a film festival and has netted an impressive 95% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. The film, directed by Christopher Allender and written by Marcos Gabriel, follows a reporter named Christina who goes back to her hometown in Veracruz looking for witchcraft. Things take a turn for the worse when Christina is kidnapped by a group of people, which includes a bruja, who believes she is demonically possessed. Only one of the 21 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes has been judged as negative, with the rest being positive. The Old Ways is the greatest exorcist movie since The Exorcist. Do not miss it, writes Michael Talbot Haynes of Film Threat, which is high praise indeed. So yeah, if you're into horror movies, this could be a hit. So yeah, it's on Netflix right now. It's called The Old Ways. Check it out. All right, witches, I'm gonna throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, September 10th. The waxing crescent moon moves into the depths of Scorpio today. Here, the moon continues to join Venus and square Saturn. It's possible that there is some stress happening in our relationships today. We might be trying to limit our partner or feel limited by our partner, and we're starting to chafe around the edges a bit. The easy choice would be to lash out and walk away, but the better choice is to have an honest conversation about what we're feeling. If you are the one imposing the restrictions, take a moment to ask yourself why you might be doing this. Do you have an insecurity? A need for control? If you are the one being limited, ask yourself what the most constructive way would be to broach the subject. Often limits are imposed out of fear and are best resolved with empathy. Your daily moon mantra is, a lot of problems can be avoided if we talk to each other instead of about each other. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we are not living out our day-to-day lives, balancing home life and work, we're organizing rituals and keeping track of spells. The Busy Witches Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. This 280-page, 12-month, weekly, monthly planner is filled with journal prompts, planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, along with monthly suggestions to help you try new witchy things. Full color with bound pages. You can keep this book in your bag or tote without worrying about pages loosening and falling out like in classic spiral bound planners. We do not have time for pages falling out. We weren't kidding when we said this is for busy witches. So check it out on Amazon. All right, so we have a question from listener Carrie. Carrie writes, "Hi, fellow witches. I'm new to the group, but I've been listening to and loving the podcast for a while now. My question is related to depression. I'm on medication and in therapy, but I'd also like to use my witchcraft practices to help me heal. Does anyone have any suggestions or rituals or spells that I can work with? Thank you." Ooh, okay, so just, we've talked about this before, but of course, any type of healing you do with magic should go hand in hand with therapy and doctors and all that good stuff, which sounds like you're doing. You're on medication, you're in therapy, you're on the right track. So in terms of spells for helping with depression, it really is very difficult. You really want to focus your spell work on self-love, which I like, honestly, I'm getting even sick of saying the word self-love because it feels like it's one of those things we say so much. It's starting to not mean anything, you know? I'm at my mother's house, by the way, and something keeps making noise and I don't know where it's coming from. So if you hear like noise, I don't know. I'm trying. Okay. So, yeah, it sounds so cliche, but really want to focus on treating yourself as if you are a goddess to be worshipped. That's one of my biggest recommendations for people who are struggling with anxiety, depression, getting stuck. I get stuck a lot. I have big anxiety-fueled meltdowns. Not all the time, but often enough. And I have found the more times I put time aside to worship myself, the less clogged up my brain feels, if that makes sense. So I've said it once, I'll say it a million times, but definitely do a self date night. Plan, like sit down with a piece of paper and go, okay, if I were to plan the perfect night for someone I love very much, what would I do? And then just do it, but like for you, you know? So your favorite movie, your favorite music, that meditation, and a bath that takes a full hour. I know people cringe when I say that, but I promise it works. Just do all the things. Like, pretend you're doing it for someone else when you're planning it, and then you'll plan the best thing. So flowers, music, make yourself a dinner. Like, just the things that make you feel really, really good. And just worship yourself. Pretend like you're a goddess that you are of service to. And do it regularly. Put it in your calendar once a month if you can. And I really think it just puts us in a headspace where we're treating ourselves as well as maybe we treat other people. So I hope that helps. All right, so we have a response. This comes to us from listener Laura. Laura says, I just wanted to share a surprising witchy TV find. I'm watching a show called Heist on Netflix, and the first few episodes follow a couple that robbed an armored car. There is a lot of focus on their use of sex magic, tarot, and the occult. Definitely lots of use of dark magic, so I would avoid that if it's a trigger for you. But all in all, it's a pretty interesting watch. Oh, that sounds really good. Thanks, Laura. I'll have to check that out. Kelly says her husband's addicted to the show. Thank you. All right, moving into some magic. This comes to us from the September 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine, written by Sarah Leverett, who we actually had on the podcast. She talked about hypnotherapy. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Hypnotherapy for channeling the higher self. So Sarah writes, hypnosis occurs when you allow your mind to shift from swirling thoughts of your physical surroundings and relentless mental chatter into a state of relaxation. Similar to meditation, you become the observer of your own thoughts instead of identifying with them. Once in a deep relaxation or trance, your subconscious mind becomes more open to the power of healing and suggestions through the use of your imagination. Hypnotherapy has a magnitude of benefits, including relaxation, stress relief, letting go of unwanted habits or patterns, getting better sleep, facing fears, building confidence, self-worth, and uncovering subconscious blocks, and more. Basically, if you have a problem, hypnotherapy can assist you in finding a solution. In addition to all of these amazing benefits of this healing modality, hypnosis can also be used as a tool to connect with the spirit world, including the higher self. When we are in a state of hypnosis, we have access to what some call the collective unconscious, the Akashic records, and the universal wisdom. This spiritual realm is where our higher selves are waiting on us to return. You can bring the same questions or topics that you might take with you to a psychic reading, and instead enter hypnosis and become your own psychic. The power and confidence that comes from knowing what we hold, all the insight, wisdom, and clarity that we need within, is invaluable. Hypnotherapy is a beautiful tool for unlocking your innate intuitive gifts. After many sessions in hypnosis channeling, my higher self here are some reflections. Hypnotherapy awakened a power within me that I didn't fully realize I possessed. The divine within me was all ready to be acknowledged. It was time to start embracing my gifts. Hypnotherapy amplified the whispers of knowing within me. My inner goddess refused to keep quiet any longer. It was time to start listening to my intuition. Hypnotherapy uncovered layers of illusions that I had created for myself. The light that I am was ready to illuminate my shadows. It was time to start seeing clearly. Hypnotherapy instilled an unwavering truth in me. The unconditional, limitless love of the universe resides in me. It was time to start believing. So Sarah is the creator of Intuitive Empowerment, as well as a certified hypnotherapist, oracle reader, and intuitive coach. So you can find her at intuitive.empowerment on Instagram. So yeah, if you really want to get into meditation and like self-hypnosis, there are some amazing guides on YouTube. There's a lot of guided meditations, a lot of guided help with that sort of thing. There's just a lot. So you kind of have to sift around and figure out what works best for you. There's ones I've done that I've had amazing results, but other people didn't quite jive with. So it really is a personal thing. But in my opinion, it's definitely worth digging around YouTube, finding what's out there, and having a little fun, because a lot of them are a blast and a half. So like, check them out, have some fun. It's a great way to explore your unconscious and kind of look for answers, you know? All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Elise. Elise, you fair, perfect witch. I also want to give a shout out to listener Stacy Gorski. Stacy, you fair, opulent sunfish. And then finally, Garasu. Garasu, you bombastic, opulent garden nymph. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate you. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is Elements from Seasons of the Witch, Samhain Oracle. Keywords are Mother Earth and Harmony. Do you feel the heat of the fire, the dampness of water, the whip of the wind, and the weight of the earth? Imagine being Mother Earth dealing with all of the elements. Somehow she manages to find harmony. The Elements card represents harmony and the need to make room for all energies by allowing yourself to be present. For example, if you feel sad, sit in the sadness and ask your sorrow what it needs to know. The same applies for the different emotions that come up for you. Are you being guided to find harmony despite the various storms blowing your way? There is a reason for every symbolic storm, every quake, every fire, every mudslide. You may not see the reasons behind these events. Nevertheless, these occurrences are happening so that you can release this energy, making way for healing to take place. Each season in your life must have time with you. You must allow the abundance and bountiful color of spring and the creativity of illumination of summer. But you must also allow the releasing and shedding of fall. Things must fall away once they've served their purpose. And do not forget the quiet hibernation of winter. Don't fight against your seasons. Flow with them, embracing each one for the gift offered. All right, witches. That's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Or no, no, wait, no. Okay, I'm not talking tomorrow because tomorrow's the weekend. I am talking to you on Monday, but reminder, I am giving away our old deck, the Dreamscape Oracle. It is a fancy schmancy deck. Okay, so if you would like to enter, email us a question of the day, a witch fail, or a little magic. You can do so on our website, and I will randomly select people. And let me just tell you, if you're like, I never win anything, I'm not gonna do it. You guys, only like five people ever enter. Like five whole peoples. So if you like want it, like enter, because I'm telling you, the chances are good. All right, we're a small family here. Okay, that's it. Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.